I'm Samuel Huss of the Museum of Capitalism. We wanted to find a medium to talk about this topic that's not easy to talk about. The idea of creating a museum was very appealing because a museum is a place where people go to discuss about it. Everybody has this discussion about capitalism in a bar after 2 o'clock in the morning with some beers that float. So our idea was to have this discussion but in a sober way and a very constructive way. So to be able to discuss this complex theme of capitalism, we created some interactive content. There are 4 rooms, so when entering the museum, we talk about what is capitalism, we talk about the origins of capitalism, and we see what do you define as capitalism, and we also try to define what's our ideal society. How much private property would you like in your society? We all agree on a private toothbrush, but it's just this middle. Where is the middle, and where do we accept as an ideal society? The second room, we talk about the hope and why the hope. It's all the wealth and growth capitalism brought forth. When we come to the third room, that's limits. And capitalism has some limits within itself. Is democracy still democracy? Yeah. Finally, we're in the next room, the last room, the room of alternatives. What alternatives are there to capitalism? There are thousands of alternatives. And every day we see those new alternatives pop up. That's why we need this Museum of Capitalism to be able to discuss these alternatives and hope for and work for a better future. It's not free. It's like you pay relative to how you liked it and what your means are. So if you didn't like it at all, but you're very rich, you can give a lot of money, but not so much. But if you're poor and you really liked it, you can also give nothing. This museum is open source. If people come to us and want to create the same thing in their neighborhoods, we welcome them and we give them all our information. The museum is not really ideological. We are 15 youngsters who have our own opinion, and this clashed a lot during the thought process of building this museum. We have some more socialist people, some liberals, and we came to an agreement to make this, and we're proud of this. The visitor has to make his own opinion. We don't tell the people what is ideal society. No, we ask them how they see it.